Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm here with Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angelo.
We know that you are on your 10th edition, so you're turning 10 this year, like Fred Radio is turning 10 this year as well. So we are on the same boat, let's say it, being in Venice. Listen, Pascal, we are going to talk in a week about the success and the results of the Venice Production Bridge 2021, but so far, before the beginning, which are the you are keeping the same initiatives? So you have the Venice Gap Financing, the
Book Adaptation Rights Market,
Funacot, and which are the differences between last year and this year? Is things are getting back to normal slowly in terms of what
yes.
the word is?
I would say yes, slowly, as you say, because we are not in a normal edition, so we have still an important online section, especially for VR, because as you know, all the VR film which are in competition are online and not on site. But yes, we are, of course, we have tried to welcome as many professionals as possible this year. So all the other events that you have mentioned are on site, mm-hmm. and so we have already 1,500 professionals who are accredited up to now. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have more during the festival. So it's very important. What we do is that we have not really changed. We have still the one you have mentioned and also the VOD Market Day, during which we are welcoming European streaming platforms and the European Film Forum as with Creative Europe, as usual. And yes, we hope that automatically, because we see that we have many more one-to-one meetings for both the gap financing market, for book adaptation rights market and so on, that we feel that it would be a good year, even if it's
so
not.
So you're saying that there is a sensation that people want to connect again physically, to meet again physically, to leave the Zoom meetings?
It's so important and primordial for them. Yes, absolutely. Because especially for co-production market or when you have to meet a publisher or someone, you really need to physically be in front of him, because for a co-production market, you are looking for a partner with whom you are going to work for several months and sometimes several years. So you need really to meet him. It's not going through a Zoom that you will be able to connect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's true, yes. And of course, all the distributors, they are just thinking about one thing, it's to see a film in a theater and not with a video link.
Yeah, also
anymore.
Because if you see films in the theater, even with a very small audience, you still get the feeling of what the audience wants and what the audience perceives.
Of course.
Which is very important if you want to buy it or not. The geographical restrictions are something that are a big impact on any event, but on yours specifically. You were telling me that you managed to find a way to, for what concerns the Venice, the final cut in Venice, which are films from the Middle East or from Africa, you managed to find a way to have all the equips here.
Yeah.
Which
was not so easy, but we did it. Yes, indeed, because for us, it was last year it was online, totally online, and we saw that it was not as usual. So that's why we really, because of course they are looking for post-production money and so on, but they are also here for meeting people for their coming projects and so on. So it was very important for us to have the teams, producer and the director here, and we managed to have them, so it's we are very happy. But going back to what you were saying, the main trend that we can have this year is really that we have really a few Asian participants and professionals or American and Latin American one. All of them are mostly online because it's difficult for them to travel, especially coming from China or Taiwan or South Korea and so on. So it's a very, so it's also for us, we have to manage both online and on-site meetings.
Just a few words about the book adaptation bridge. Is this something that is growing? I have this feeling, well, we just talked about that. It is growing every year, and there is always a wider interest in that specific form of meetings. So how is the situation for this upcoming edition?
But it's indeed growing very fast, and because up to now we have to limit the number of publishers to 25, and especially this year with the pandemic and the COVID protocols, we can't welcome as many people as we would like. And so for the first time, we had to reject some requests coming from international publishers to attend. So we will see how we will be able to welcome them the following year. But even though we see that it's something which is working very well, because last year in a whole we had 172 meetings between the publishers and the producers. And this year we have already 284 pre-booked one-to-one meeting for the same number of publishers. So we see that it's...
And the same number of days.
The same number, of course, of days and so on. So we see that it's really becoming an event which is a pantheon on the professional agendas.
Well, so we're going to see a lot of films or TV series based on books in the near future, probably, coming from Venice.
Yes, absolutely. Producers as well as streaming platforms are attending the book adaptation rights market.
Well, Pascal, thanks a lot for being with us. We're going to talk again more like precisely in a week time.
Thank you, Angelo.
When the market is over. So Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.